If you're going to nationalize what was once in the private sector, you should at least give good customer service. That's what the Education Department is trying to do with the College Student Loan Program, with its complicated rules and procedures. Joining me with more, Mallory Bard-Bowman, Director of Research at the Partnership for Public Service. Mallory, education has taken over student loans in a big way, and it looks like they are moving to make it comprehensible to people.
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, Tom. As you know, we've been working on customer service efforts with Accenture Federal Services over the past couple of years, and really looking at how the government meets the needs of citizens is really important, and Department of Education is no exception. Back in 2014, for example, they gave $133.8 billion in aid to almost 13 million students. So we're really talking about a large percentage of the population.
That's a program on the scale of, if not the exact dollars, but at least in the order of magnitude, almost of Medicare.
Yeah, I think you're about right. Yesterday alone, you saw an incredible number of people just accessing all of these resources. Looking at analytics.usa.gov, which is a great resource, you can actually see that in the past 30 days alone, almost 5 million people have visited Federal Student Aid's website.
Well, this is the season. People are looking at colleges. People are returning to college pretty soon, and so highly cyclical. And so what have they done to help this whole process?
Sure. So Federal Student Aid has really made this a priority. If you look at their strategic plan, the actual first thing that they have there is to improve the customer experience. Their strategic goal A is to provide superior service and information to students and borrowers, and they go to list some objectives and really get into the specifics. They've also set this up within their leadership structure in that Federal Student Aid has a chief of the customer experience officer specifically responsible for the customer experience. And the third thing that I've seen that I really think is interesting is they hire from their customer base. Many of the employees at Federal Student Aid were former financial aid administrators. And what we've heard is that this really helps the employees empathize because they know exactly what the financial aid administrators want. And they're in a really good position to improve the experience because they've sat there.
What sort of metrics are they putting in to be able to measure whether people have a good customer experience?
Sure. So when you look at any of the metrics, actually it gets really specific about wait time, number of, you know, first call resolution. They have things like, you know, 80% established as a percentage of the customers that will be on hold for less than 20 seconds in their interactive voice response system, and a target of less than 2% for the percentage of calls that are abandoned by the customer because they can't get what they want. So all of these things are really metrics that are also used in the private sector. And one thing that we've been working on with Accenture Federal Services is to make sure that agencies are able to look across themselves to understand who is best in class of this, what is the private sector doing, what do these metrics look like in the private sector? Because I think this is an area where government's certainly done a lot in recent years. They've established it as a cap goal and has really done quite a bit. But there's still definitely some lessons to be learned from the private sector on customer service, you know, from the Amazons and the Googles out there. And what do they do? What is the training they provide? And how do they measure success?
And I think you began to answer this earlier, but who is the official responsible or who should be the belly button that you push on the customer service front besides the program manager or owner of the mission, which is the obvious answer? But does this take a dedicated person?
So at FSA, they have Brenda Wenzel, who's the Chief Customer Experience Officer, and that position at FSA is very high level and really has the ear of the agency leadership as well as, you know, quite a bit of responsibility. We've heard from other agencies where they say that's not exactly what they want. They don't want to put it in one person because they want it to be the responsibility of everyone. I think that's Social Security Administration is a good example of that one. I don't think there's one best answer, but I think a recognition and a support system for customer service is essential.
We're speaking with Mallory Bard-Bowman, Director of Research at the Partnership for Public Service. And a lot of agencies are turning to design systems, design methodologies to set up the way their customer experiences work. Is this something that happened there also at Student Aid?
Sure. So if you go to the Federal Student Aid website, there's all types of different interfaces that you can use. A lot of agencies use what they call customer journey mapping, where they go through the notion of what types of individuals are using their sites. And so if you go to the Federal Student Aid website, you can see questions like, how do I prepare for college? What types of aid can I get? How do I qualify for aid? How do I apply for aid? So what they're doing there is they're anticipating the possible needs and interests of the user. And it is a really accessible interface. It's really user-friendly. Folks who are applying to college right now are very technologically savvy, and having a digital customer interface is really important, and one that meets them where they are.
And I guess it's also important to have a lot of back-end integration, because often federal or any level of government services might be scattered, and the information you need scattered among different databases, among different owners, different agencies, and yet somehow it has to come together for that particular customer experience.
Sure. So that's one thing that we've said in our work, is that data is really important, not only in terms of the user experience, but also in terms of the agency understanding the user. A lot of times, agencies are inundated with the wrong data, incomplete data, outdated data, and really being able to connect the customer data across those silos allows them to deliver a seamless experience for the user.
And what about the security issue? If you have an account, say, with the Federal Student Aid Office, and you need to access other resources, in many cases, there's not a single sign-on that can get you from place to place, at least not in this point. Some organizations have it, some don't.
Sure. So, you know, cybersecurity is certainly front of mind for all agencies at this point. And when we spoke with Department of Education, you know, in terms of resources, they're one of the largest banks in the world at this point. And trying to make sure that they have the protections for the user is certainly top of mind there.
All right. So what are the big lessons learned then for people in government that want to make sure their customer service, and that's a big point now, a big push from the Office of Management and Budget. And really, I think most agencies want this anyway, even without that push. What are the big takeaways?
Sure. I think it comes down to a couple things. One is data, to make sure you have the data and are analyzing the data in a way to understand the user and understand what the user's needs are. Second is, I would say, governance, where really having a strategy to know what you're trying to do to improve the customer experience. In the case of FSA, they have an individual who is responsible for it, and that's certainly part of the governance experience. The third is communication and engagement, so making sure that you have that regular communication between the agency and the customers. In the case of FSA, it is really, you know, hiring the customer base into the agency, really making sure that those lines of communication are open. I think those are three critical things.
I guess the only thing they can't do is bring down the price of college.
Right. Yeah, probably outside of the purview of federal student aid. And look, and you know, we joke, but I think that is one of the hard parts in terms of the customer experience for a federal agency, is that there's things that you can control and there's things that you can't control. So at the end of the day, you know, individuals' experience and excitement about visiting a national park is going to feel different than the excitement about paying for college. And there are things that are definitely outside of the control of the agency.
Sure. Congratulations. You have just completed the process of putting yourself in debt for the next 25 years.
Exactly.
Mallory Barg-Bowman is Director of Research at the Partnership for Public Service. As always, thanks so much for that insight.
Thanks, Tom.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.